हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वी हैव टू सी द लास्ट टू मंत्रास ऑफ कठोपनिषद, 18th मंत्र, हैविंग ब्यूटिफुली प्रेजेंटेड द होल टीचिंग, ऑल्सो एक्सप्लेनिंग वेरी क्लियरली व्हाट इज ब्रह्म ज्ञानम एंड व्हाट इज the means of assimilating that knowledge, etc. In his concluding verses of the Upanishad, Brahma Vidya Phalam, the benefit of the attainment of knowledge of the reality is discussed here. We know very well Nachiketaha means Nachiketas. Finally, he attained knowledge, being taught by Lord Yama, himself being a highly eligible student, attained jnanam, and he enjoyed the benefit of the jnanam also. It is not enough if we say he attained jnanam. He definitely, he also enjoyed the benefit of the jnanam. That is said in this 18th mantra. Specifically, when a person is given to the discipline of listening, when he begins to listen to the unfoldment of subject matter of the Shastram systematically, regularly, for length of time, definitely a person has jnanam. He can't miss the knowledge. He cannot continue to be ignorant anymore. Ajnanam does resolve. Knowledge does take place. But still, the error in the perception doesn't go even after the attainment of jnanam because of the habit-caused problems. It's called viparyayaha or viparita bhavana. Viparyayaha. Definitely, one needs to repeatedly see, focus one's attention only on what one has clearly understood of the truth in order to assimilate, ascertain, to have jnana nishtha. Jnana prapti is not enough. Jnana nishtha is a must. Jnana nishtha is important. Jnana nishtha means not being able to lose the vision of the truth. Not being able to lose the vision of the truth means, in spite of seeing everything as it is, still seeing what exactly is jnana nishtha. In jnana nishtha, definitely all the wrong notions resolve for good. A person does not become free. The person enjoys freedom, which is already there as one's own nature. This jnana nishtha palam, the benefit of having the ascertained doubt-free vision of the truth, obtaining as one's own self. and for which the discipline of Nidhyasana was emphasized. And being contemplative, how to be contemplative? This method of being contemplative is said to be yoga vidhihi. Yoga vidhihi means what? The word yoga is used in the sense of meditation, contemplation. So yoga vidhihi means the method of being contemplative, the method of repeatedly seeing one's own nature, which one has understood through Shravanam. So even after understanding one's own Swarupam very clearly, if a person does not have the focused attention, it is not possible for him to see repeatedly. The ascertainment may not be possible. That is why Shastram always emphasizes this mental discipline called mental steadiness, distraction-free attention. Distraction-free focused attention one must have, and one must know what one should focus on also. Then one can be contemplative effortlessly. So, Lord Yama also taught Nachiketas yoga vidhihi, how to be contemplative. So, what one has understood through Shravanam, one must be able to focus on. One must be able to repeatedly see the fact of one's own essential nature being free from all the wrong notions. One has to see one's own essential nature being abstract reality, one's own self being abstract reality. There is reality. It is formless, and the formless reality is of the nature of knowing. And being abstract, it is free from all limitations, because all the limiting factors are objects of knowledge. Limiting factors, time, space, any form, name and function, all of them happen to be objects of consciousness, objects of knowledge. All of them, time, space, and all other forms, names and functions enjoy their existence only in awareness, only in consciousness. Therefore, this reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, is free from all limitations. And this reality, being free from all limitations, being all pervasive, it is untainted, untouched by any change, any harm, anything in this world. The world is ever free, free from the changes. Free from birth, free from death, free from changes, free from mortality. This one has to repeatedly see. Aham nityaha, aham amrutaha, aham sangaha. The beauty is here, seeing the nature of the reality is not seeing the reality as an object, seeing the reality as one's own self. Seeing, appreciating the nature of reality as the nature of one's own essential nature. That is where the fundamental problem resolves. And this contemplation in due course of time blesses a person with firm vision, where a person does not become free, he revels in freedom as his own nature, which is the benefit of the jnanam. When a person enjoys when he really has ascertained understanding. It is discussed in this 18th mantra. So, always important to genuinely present the benefit of knowledge so that it will be inspiring for people who want to study the Upanishad. So, Shankaracharya introduces the mantra saying, Vidyat stutyartha ayam akhyayikarthopasamharaha adhuna uchyate. So Shankaracharya says, adhuna uchyate. Adhuna is an indeclinable word, means now. Adhuna is equal to idanim, now. Now, here in this 18th mantra, uchyate, it is said. What is said? Akhyayikartha upasamharaha. Akhyayikartha upasamharaha. Conclusion or summing up of the content or the subject matter revealed through the story. Akhyayika, akhyayikayaha artha, akhyayikartha. Artha here means subject matter, content, the message revealed through the story of Nachiketas. So it is said here, now it is presented, it is said, the summing up or the conclusion of the content, the subject matter revealed through this story. Vidyastutyartha, for the purpose of praising the knowledge. So subject matter of this theory, subject matter, content, message revealed through the story is presented here, is said here for the purpose of glorifying the knowledge. Vidyastutyartha. Therefore, the first stutyartha means for the purpose of praising. Stutyartha, for the purpose of praising, for the purpose of glorification of vidya, of knowledge. Upasamharaha is presented. The conclusion is presented of the akhyayika artha, subject matter of the story. Okay. So before we enter there, we should also remember, even though the ultimate aim of Upanishad is to reveal the Brahma Vidya, to enable a spiritual aspirant discover the freedom, Upanishad also discusses Saguna Upasanam. Even though Saguna Upasanam cannot remove ignorance, Saguna Upasanam serves a purpose. If it is practiced with a desire to enjoy the benefit of Saguna Upasanam, knowing the benefit of Saguna Upasanam, in order to enjoy the benefit of Saguna Upasanam, if it is practiced, definitely one can enjoy the pleasures of higher worlds. One can attain even Krama Mukti. Or if it is practiced knowing the limitations of the benefit of Saguna Upasanam, but simply it is practiced to prepare one's mind for Jnanam, then it becomes a Nishkama Upasanam. Definitely it contributes for mental preparation required for the attainment of Jnanam. Anyway, it is beneficial. It can give relative benefit. It can also contribute for the mental preparation. That is the reason, without even being asked by Nachiketas, Lord Yama gave him the knowledge of the performance of a specific fire ritual, which was named after Nachiketas himself as Nachiketa Agni. Mere performance of Nachiketa Agni will help a person attain any of the higher lokas, enjoy the heavenly pleasures. But the same Nachiketa Agni, when it is performed along with the practice of Virada Upasanam, definitely will enable a person go to Brahmaloka, enjoy the status of Brahman for some time, and finally, the time of dissolution, one can even attain Krama Muktihi. This benefit also was mentioned. If a person is not interested in going to heaven or going to Brahmaloka, enjoy the benefit of Saguna Upasanam, he simply practices this, then it will become a preparatory discipline, that it will help him have mental steadiness required for the attainment of Jnanam, for assimilating the teaching. Anyway, Saguna Upasanam is definitely beneficial for the attainment of Jnanam as a preparatory discipline. Therefore, karma and upasanam also discussed in this or discussed in this Upanishad. But ultimate aim is not to make a student only practice Saguna Upasanam. Ultimately, Upanishad aims to enable a person discover the truth obtaining as one's own self. That is, and it is the discovery of one's own self is freedom. Therefore, Brahma Vidya is the ultimate aim of any Upanishad, all the Upanishads. Therefore, Brahma Vidya has to be, one has to talk about the greatness of Brahma Vidya. So Upanishad, in this 18th mantra, in concluding it, presents the glorification of Brahma Vidya. Okay. Let us see the mantra now.
Mrityuproktam Nachiketo Thalabdhva. Mrityuproktam Nachiketo Thalabdhva. Vidyametam Yoga Vidhincha Kritsnam. Mrityuproktam Nachiketo Thalabdhva. Vidyametam Yoga Vidhincha Kritsnam. Vidyametam Yoga Vidhim Chakritsnam. ब्रह्म प्राप्तो विरजो भूद्विमृत्युः अन्योप्येवं यो विदध्यात्ममेव मृत्युप्रोक्ताम् नचिकेतोऽथ लब्ध्वा मृत्युप्रोक्तान्नचिकेतोऽथ लब्ध्वा विद्यामेताम् योगविधिञ्च कृत्स्नम् ब्रह्म प्राप्तो विरजोऽभूद् विमृत्युः ब्रह्म प्राप्तो विरजोऽभूद् विमृत्युः अन्योऽप्येवम् यो विदध्यात्ममेव अन्योऽप्येवम् यो विदध्यात्ममेव
सो लब्ध्वा नचिकेतः अथ देन् नचिकेतः लब्ध्वा लब्ध्वा हैविंग ऑब्टेन्ड हैविंग गॉट हैविंग अर्न्ड व्हाट एताम विद्याम दिस यूनिक नॉलेज एब्सोल्यूट नॉलेज विद्या मीन्स नॉलेज एताम विद्या मीन्स दिस स्पेसिफिक यूनिक एग्जॉल्टेड एब्सोल्यूट नॉलेज Having got this knowledge, which was imparted by Mrityuhu, Mrityu Prokta Vidya, Mrityuna Prokta Vidya, Mrityu Prokta Vidya, you can find out the samasa, Mrityuna Prokta Vidya, Mrityu Prokta Vidya, Mrityu Proktam Etam Vidyam. Labdhva, having got this unique, exalted, absolute knowledge of the reality, obtaining as one's own self, as the nearest self, as one's own essential nature, revealed by, imparted by Lord Yama, Mrityu Proktam, and also having got Kritsnam Yoga Vidhim. Kritsnam Yoga Vidhim Cha Labdhva. Not only did he receive knowledge from Mrityu, he also received the knowledge of the Yoga Vidhi. The method of being contemplative, the method of contemplation. Yoga Vidhimcha, the method of also having got the knowledge of the method of contemplation, Kritsnam, the entire method of being contemplative. Nachiketah Brahma Praptaha. Nachiketah Brahma Praptaha means Brahma Praptavan. Nachiketah attained the absolute reality. How can he attain Brahma absolute reality? He attained the knowledge of the absolute reality. It means reality can never be attained, it's already one's own self. If a person is ignorant of Brahma, ignorant of the reality, then Brahman is unattained as it were. If a person has the knowledge of reality, the reality is attained as it were. Therefore, Brahma Praptaha, as the one who has discovered the absolute limitless reality as one's own essential nature, as the very content of I, Brahma Praptaha, Virajaha Abhut. Virajaha Abhut. He became free from Rajas. The word Rajas does not mean the actual Rajas. We are going to see in Shankar Bhagavatpada's commentary. The word Rajas in his context. Impurity in general. Rajas means impurity. He became free from impurities. So vigata, vigatam, rajas, yasmatha virajaha. He became free from impurity. What does the word impurity mean? We'll see in the Bhashya. So he became pure. He is no more impure. He became free from impurities. Virajaha abhut. Then vimrityuhu abhut. He became free from mrityuhu. He became free from mortality. He became free from the death. Vimrityuhu. So vimrityuhu abhut. Virajaha abhut. How? Brahma praptaha. As a result of having discovered the absolute reality, Brahma, as the nearest self, he became free from impurities, he became free from mortality, death. Not only Nachiketas, whoever gets this Brahma Vidya can enjoy freedom like Nachiketas. It is not only for Nachiketas. So Upanishad encourages all other aspirants by saying, Anyaha api. Anyaha api means this benefit not only does Nachiketas enjoy, anyone else, Anyaha api, any other person also, evam, in this manner. Yaha vith. See that vith should go with evam. Yaha anyaha api, any other person also, yaha, whoever, evam vith. Evam should go with vith. Evam vith means the knower of the reality in this manner. Vith means knower. The knower of reality in this manner as unfolded by Lord Yama Nachiketas. In this manner, whoever is the knower of the reality in this manner, anyaha api, virajaha bhavati, he also becomes free from impurities, he also becomes free from mrityu. Adhyatmameva, evam vite, anyaha api, yaha evam vite, anyaha api, yaha anyaha api evam vith. Adhyatmameva. Any other person also, whoever it is, the knower of the reality in this manner, as the nearest self, adhyatmameva. Adhyatmameva, very important word, adhyatmameva. Who, the knower of reality in this manner, as the nearest self, adhyatmameva. He also becomes free from mortality. He also becomes free from impurities. He also can enjoy the benefit of the jnanam like Nachiketas. That is the teaching here. So adhyatmam means what? Discovering the reality is definitely only as the discovery of one's own self. reality is all pervasive, still it is available for recognition only in the mind, only as the self, only as the truth of I, only as the content of I, only as the swarupa of the knower, the subject of knowledge. Reality can never be arrived at, never be understood as an object. The search of reality as an object will be an endless search, because reality is not an object. It is not at all available for knowledge as an object. Because ultimately, absolutely, there's no object. This object, we talk about subject-object division only in ignorance. In the beginning, we start our understanding based on what we experience. Therefore, we talk about the subject and the object. Subject-object division is there only initially when we are ignorant of the reality. The wake up the knowledge of the reality, finally, we will discover the fact, mind-boggling fact, that there is no such a thing called object at all. There's neither the subject nor the object. The subject-object divisions are just there, relatively. The subject also is the Atma, object also is the Atma. There's no real thing called object. What is this? Only the reality. Therefore, the reality being not an object, as long as one searches for the object, reality as an object, one's search will be endless. It will never become discovered. And so Upanishad gives us the clue, reality is all-pervasive. There's no place, no time, no object where reality is not. But still, it has to be arrived at, it has to be discovered only in one's own mind as the very truth of I, content of I, one's own essential nature. A jnani cannot resolve the I sense other than the Atma. That's why Adhyatmam. So he emphasized the word Adhyatmam. Why I'm saying so much here? Adhyatmam. So yaha anyaha api, whoever, another person also, evam vite, the knower of the reality in this manner, as revealed, as taught by Lord Yama to educators, who discuss reality as the nearest self, adhyatmameva, that person also becomes free from impurities, that person also becomes free from immortality, free from mortality. This is the glorification of Brahma Vidya. Okay. This literal meaning is over. So, Nachiketaha Atha Mrityuproktam Etam Vidyam Cha Kritsnam Yoga Vidhim Labdhva Brahma Praptaha Virajaha Abhot Virajaha Imrityuhu Abhot. Yaha Anyaha Api Evam Vit Adhyatmameva Virajaha Bhavati Vimrityuhu Bhavati. This is the prohodar of this mantra. See, the word Kritsnam means entirely, entire. Nothing is left behind. Everything he learned. Krishnam Yoga Vidim Chalabdhva. Okay. Let us see the Bhashyam now. Simple, not difficult. Mrityuproktam Yathoktam. Mrityuproktam is the teaching imparted by Lord Yama. Yatha uktam, exactly as unfolded by Lord Yama. Etam Brahmavidyam, this knowledge of the absolute reality, Brahma. Yoga Vidhimcha, and also Yoga Vidhim, the method of contemplation. Krishnam is equal to Samastam. Krishnam means Samastam, means entire. So entire, and nothing is left here. Whatever Nachiketas needed to know, he taught. Therefore, Krishnam is equal to Samastam. Entire method of contemplation, knowledge of the truth, revealed by, imparted by Lord Yama, exactly as unfolded by him. Sopakaranam, sa upakaranam. So samastam he also wants to explain. Samastam, entire means what? Sa upakaranam, sa phalam. He got this knowledge of reality. He got this knowledge of method of contemplation to ascertain what he has understood. Sa upakaranam. Upakaranam means means, a supportive means. Karanam means upakaranam. Karanam means instrument or means. Upakaranam, supportive means. Sa upakaranam, along with the supportive means. Upakaranena saha, upakarana sahitam means what? Sa upakaranam. Sopakaranam. Along with the supportive means required for the attainment of jnanam in terms of the contemplative method as unfolded, as imparted by Lord Yama. Having got this Brahmavidya, that is the meaning. Saphalam means what? Along with the benefit also. Saphalam. Ityetat means what? This is what is conveyed here. Nachiketaha varapradanat. Nachiketas varapradanat. Because of giving of the boon, because of the boon given, mrityoho labdhva prapya ityartha. Varapradanat, mrityoho varapradanat labdhva. Labdhva means prapya. Prapya, labdhva means the same. Having attained, having got Lord Yama's, the Lord Yama, the boon given by Lord Yama. Having got this knowledge, as a boon given from or given by Lord Yama. Mrityoho varapradanat labdhva. This is the meaning. What does the whole paragraph convey? Nachiketas, having got this, Nachiketas got this knowledge imparted by, carefully unfolded by Lord Yama. Not only the knowledge, also the method of assimilating this knowledge along with the supportive means in terms of this method of unfoldment, method of contemplation, etc., having got it from Lord Yama, as a boon from him, he got it. That is the idea. That's the main, what is conveyed here. Okay. Then, Kim, having got means what did he get? What did he receive? Brahma praptaha. So he got Brahma Vidya. He received the knowledge. He also received the knowledge of how to assimilate the knowledge. He also got the means of assimilation. Everything he came, he got the knowledge of the means of assimilation also from Lord Yama. Then what happened after the knowledge? Kim abhavat? Brahma prapta abhut. Nothing happened. He perspective alone changed. Puja Swamiji always says, after listening to the Upanishad, what should happen? Something should happen. Nothing should happen. Okay? Something happens means it is not correct. Nothing should happen. Brahma Prapta Abhut. He became the one who has attained Brahman. Means what? He could claim as one's own self as Brahman. Brahma Praptihi means what? Claiming, taking ownership of one's own self as Brahma is Brahma Praptihi. Brahma Praptaha Abhut. Muktaha Abhavat Ityartaha. So Brahma Praptaha Abhut means he became free. He became liberated from the bondage. Katham, how? Vidya prapti. How? How does he become liberated? How does he become the one who has attained Brahma? Vidya praptya. Make a correction there. It's virajaha. Vidya praptya. Through the attainment of knowledge. Vidya praptya. As a result of the attainment of knowledge. Through the attainment of knowledge. By attaining knowledge. Virajaha. When a person attains knowledge, One can never attain Brahma because you're always Brahma. You can never attain yourself. Attaining Brahman is not possible because Brahman is always there as you. You are always Brahma. Whether you know, you do not know, you're always Brahma. As long as you do not know you're Brahma, as though Brahman is not attained. When you discover yourself being Brahma, as though Brahman is attained. There's no real attainment of Brahma. So attainment of Brahman is simply say used expression to mean the ignorance. A person resolves his ignorance of Brahma. Therefore, through the attainment of knowledge, as a result of attainment of knowledge, Brahma, the Vidya Praptya, Virajaha. Virajaha means what? See, now Shankaracharya explains beautifully. We simply say, Rajas means impurity. Virajaha bhavati means a person becomes free from impurity. But here he says, being free from impurity means vigata dharma adharma bhavati. Vigata dharma dharma. विगत धर्मा धर्म इज इक्वल टू विरज. धर्म अप्रोप्रिएट राइट एक्शन, अधर्म रॉन्ग. अ पर्सन बिकम्स फ्री फ्रॉम राइट एंड रॉन्ग, फ्री फ्रॉम पुण्यम एंड पापम. राइट एंड रॉन्ग इन प्लेस पुण्यम एंड पापम. Dharma stands for punya karma, adharma stands for papam. A person becomes free from all punya papams. A person becomes free from all karmas. Sanchita karma, agami karma. Parabdha becomes exhausted. So all punyams and papams a person has earned through his right and wrong actions, knowingly or unknowingly, for okay, from beginningless time, one would have accumulated as Sanchita Karma and Agami Karma. All the karmas become resolved, negated. How? In the wake of Dharaji, when a person discovers the fact that one's own self is free from, one's own self is Brahma. Brahman is the absolute reality of the whole cosmos. In Brahma, all actions take place. But Brahman actually is free from actions. Brahman, the reality does not do any action. Atma does not do any action. All actions happen in All actions are seeming actions happen in the absolute reality. So reality is free from the doership, free from enjoyership, free from actions, free from results of actions. Reality is free from everything. Reality is the truth in which all these enjoy existence. The doer enjoys existence, enjoyer enjoys existence, actions happen, results of actions are there. All these have their relative existence in the absolute reality. Reality as such is free. So in the wake of the knowledge of the self being the abstract reality, Brahma, one sees clearly the self being free from all punya papams, sanchita agami karmas, self being free from doership and enjoyership. This is what is said to be seeing oneself being free from all impurities. Vigata dharma dharma bhavati. Then vimrityuhu. What the meaning of the word vimrityuhu? Vigata kama vidyaha cha. So vigata kama vidyaha bhavati. Vimrityuhu is equal to vigata kama vidyaha. See, Shankara Bhagavatpada always reduces ignorance and ignorance caused effects to three words. Avidya, kama, karma. Avidya, kama, karma. We say elaborately as what? Avidya, ignorance, ajnanam, then adhyasaha, then adhyaropaha, then ahankaraha, then kamaha, desire, arkasha, then karma, then janma. We say this long list of things. This is the proper order. Shankaracharya reduces all of them to three words. Avidya, kama, karma. So he says, vimrityuhu bhavati. Person becomes free from mortality means a person becomes free from ignorance, avidya. Then ignorance caused desire, and the desire caused accumulation of punya papam, he becomes free from everything. Avidya kama karma. So he says, vigata kamaha bhavati. He becomes the one who is free from the hold of desires for good. Because he becomes free from very ignorance. Vigataha, vigata avidya yasmat. Vigata avidya yasmat. Saha vigata avidyaha. Vigataha, vigataha kamaha yasmat. Vigataha kamaha yasmat. Sa vigata kamaha. The one from whom all desires have gone for good. He is vigata kamaha. Then vigata avidya yasmat. The one from whom ignorance has gone. I mean, ignorance becomes resolved for good. He is vigata avidyaha. So vigata kama avidyaha means he becomes the one from whom ignorance has gone for good. Along with the ignorance caused desire, and desire caused samsara also. Everything has gone for good, which means where has it gone? Everything becomes resolved. The word resolved is very important. Pujya Swamiji never liked the word destroying. Okay? In the wake of the knowledge of the truth, in having the assimilated vision of the reality, ignorance resolves. Ignorance caused, when the cause becomes resolved, effects also become resolved. Karana nashe, karyasyapi nashaha. Desires become resolved. Desirable actions become resolved. Wrong notions become resolved. Notion caused bondage also becomes resolved. All results become resolved. What is there is only Brahma. So this person becomes free. So Vimrutyu is equal to Vigata Kama Vidyacha San Purvam Ityartha. That na must be there. Purvam na Ityartha. So before the attainment of knowledge, he was not Virajaha. He was, even though he was Virajaha, he was Vimrutyuhu, even before the attainment of knowledge. But he did not know that he was Virajaha, he was Vimrutyuhu before the knowledge. So he does not become newly Brahma, does not become newly Virajaha, he does not become newly Vimrutyuhu. He has been always essentially Vimrutyuhu, Virajaha, Brahma. But ignorance prevented him from claiming, from enjoying his own essential nature. Now, when ignorance is resolved, ignorance caused obstacles also resolved. He takes ownership of what he already has as his own nature. That is the meaning here. Because ignorance was a big obstacle, obstruction in just claiming, taking ownership of, enjoying what he has been already. Therefore, before the attainment of knowledge, he had everything, but he could not enjoy it because he could not own it. Take ownership of it because ignorance obstructed. Therefore, before the attainment of jnanam, he could not claim as his own nature. After the attainment of jnanam, He is simply able to take ownership of everything as his own essential nature.
Okay. Na kevalam Nachiketaha, not only Nachiketas can enjoy this benefit of knowledge. Whoever attains this jnanam can enjoy the same benefit. Na kevalam Nachiketaha eva, not only Nachiketas alone. Anyaha api, other person also. Anyone else also. Nachiketo vat. Nachiketas vat. Nachiketo vat. Visargasandhi. Nachiketo vat. Like Nachiketas. Anyaha api. Any other person also. Atma vit. The knower of the self. Knower of the all-pervasive reality. Adhyatma meva. Very important. Like Nachiketas, not only Nachiketas, anyone like Nachiketas, the knower of the self, can enjoy the same benefit. Means what? Adhyatma meva. Adhyatma means what here? Pratyagatma. One who knows the all-pervasive absolute reality of the entirety of the cosmos, obtaining as the content of I, as the nearest self. So, nirupacharitam, nirupacharitam. See, upacharitam, upacharitam means anything secondary is upacharitam, not absolute, relative. Upacharita means relative. Nirupacharita means absolute. Means what? The very content of I, the self. You cannot, the very self. Nirupacharitam. What is nirupacharitam? Pratyakswarupam. Pratyak Swarup means what? Swarupam of the Pratyak. Pratyagatma means the very content of I, the nearest self. Pratyak Swarupam, essential nature of the I, is Pratyak Swarupam. Prapya, having attained in terms of knowledge the essential nature of the self, tattvam eva, the very truth itself, tattvam eva, the very truth itself, having attained the very truth, tattvam eva prapya, prapya tattvam eva, having attained the knowledge of the essential reality itself, very truth itself, a person enjoys the benefit. A person becomes virajaha vimrutyuhu. Iti abhiprayaha. This is the teaching presented here. This is the idea conveyed here. Na anyat rupam. Na apratyag rupam. See, na anyat rupam. Pratyak swarupam. Na anyat rupam. Whoever discovers the truth, obtaining as the nearest self, as the very content of I, that person alone becomes virajaha vimrityuhu. He must discover one's own swarupam, not anyadrupam, not any other form, not anything other than the self. Apratyagrupam means what? Pratyagrupam means one's own self. அப்ரத்யக் ரூபம், எனித்திங் அதர் தென் செல்ஃப் இஸ் அப்ரத்யக் ரூபம். அன்யத் ரூபம் அப்ரத்யக் ரூபம் மீன்ஸ் எனித்திங் அதர் தென் செல்ஃப் இஸ் அப்ரத்யக் ரூபம். மீன்ஸ் ஒன் மஸ்ட் ஹாவ் அரைவ்ட் அட் தி ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் அப்ட்ராக்ட் ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்ம ஆஸ் தி வெரி ஸ்வரூபம் கண்டென்ட் ஆஃப் ஐ. யூ மஸ்ட் சி திஸ் ஐ டஸ் நாட் ரெஃபர் டு எனிதிங் எல்ஸ் அதர் தேன் தி அப்ட்ராக்ட் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் ரியாலிட்டி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். If I refers to anything other than abstract formless reality consciousness, that is apratyak rupam. Why he has to say this? Many people, many times, mistake the mind for the atma. Because mind is very subtle. They are not able to get rid of the identity with the mind. They can become objective towards the body, pranas, etc. But becoming objective towards the mind becomes very difficult sometimes. Therefore, not even the thoughts, not even the mind. Apratyak rupam. Apratyak rupam means anything other than consciousness is apratyak rupam. Here this abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing alone, is pratyak swarupam. The person discovers that swarupam, he also becomes free from, he also becomes virajaha vimrutyuhu. The last sentence, தேவம் அத்யாத்மமேவம் ததேவம் தது ஏவம் அத்யாத்மம் ஏவம் உக்த பிரகாரேன ஏவம் அத்யாத்மம் மீன் அத்யாத்மம் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு பிரத்யக் ஸ்வரூபம். ஏவம் இன் திஸ் உக்த பிரகாரேன In the manner it has been revealed, in the manner it has been the essential nature of the reality as unfolded. In this manner, the manner it has been unfolded here, having this, the person who discovers, having discovered. See, Veda means Vijanati. So whoever knows, vijanati, whoever veda, yaha veda, yaha vijanati, whoever knows, whoever discovers, ukta prakarena, in the manner it has been revealed, unfolded, as the nearest self. It evam with knower of the self in the manner it has been unfolded, revealed in this Upanishad. Saha api, that person also, not only Nachiketas, that person also, virajahasan, being free from all punya papams, being free from all impurities in the form of all punya papams, being free from all sanchita agami karmas, being free from rotorship and enjoyership, etc. Brahma praptya, as a result of having arrived at the absolute reality as one's own self. Please make a note, the word praptihi should be taken as arriving at. Okay? Brahma praptya. As a result of having arrived at
the reality, absolute reality, obtaining as the nearest self, vimrutyuh bhavati, a person becomes free. Person becomes free from mortality. Free from death means a person becomes free from samsara. Again, he does not become free from samsara. He claims the freedom which he already has as one's own nature. Iti vakyaseshaha. Okay. This is the rest of the, this is what the rest of the sentence conveys. Vimrutyuh bhavati, he becomes free from bondage of samsara. This is how the sentence completes the meaning. Okay. Now, 18th verse is over. We go to the 19th verse. You know, the 19th verse, or 19th mantra, Shanti Mantraha. And this is where you find Adi Shankara Bhagavad Pada's commentary on this Sahana Bhavatu mantra, Shanti Patha. Let us do this. Shanti, of course, Upanishad begins with the Shanti Patha. We, in the tradition, in Sampradaya, it has been there. We always begin the teaching, study with the Shanti Mantra. So, Shankara Bhagavad Pada could have written his commentary in the very beginning. But this mantra comes again as the 19th mantra, Shanti Mantra. Shanti Patha comes as the 19th mantra as a blessing. So Shankara Bhagavad Pada writes his commentary on the Shanti Patha, which comes as a 19th mantra, as a concluding mantra of the Upanishad. Okay. When Shanti Patha comes, we owe definitely we all were all very clear. Three times Shanti is uttered repeatedly in order to remove, eliminate all the possible obstacles. Not even one obstacle will remain which is not included in this. All the possible obstacles should rise only from three sources: Adhyatmikam, Adi Bhautikam, Adi Daivikam. So for the elimination of all obstacles arising from three different sources, this three times Shantihi is uttered. We know that. Then in any Shanti Patha, definitely there is a prayer, intense prayer. After the jnanam prayer, the prayer in attainment of jnanam is what? Culmination of prayer. Culmination of worship is the attainment of jnanam. So before the attainment of jnanam, before when there's aspiration for that in jnanam, definitely we seek Bhagavan's grace. Prayer is always for tapping Bhagavan's grace in order to get rid of the obstacles, in order to really make the best use of this study. Okay. Sishyacharyayoho pramadakrita anyayena vidya grahana pratipadana nimitta dosha prashamanartha
यम शांति ही उच्यते। शिष्य आचार्ययो हो प्रमाद कृत अन्यायेन विद्या ग्रहण प्रतिपादन निमित्त दोष प्रशमनार्था यम शांति ही उच्यते। सो यम शांति ही उच्यते। दिस शांति ही उच्यते मीन्स यम शांति ही उच्यते। दि शांति पाठ प्रेजेंटेड एट द एंड ऑफ द उपनिषद अगेन इज फॉर वॉट सेड प्रशमनार्था। प्रशमनम मीन्स रेजोल्यूशन। प्रशमन अर्था for the purpose of the resolution, for the purpose of for resolving, for the purpose of the resolution of the defects, dosha, dosha. Okay, dosha means deficiency or defect, and these doshas are inadvertent defects. यम शांति ही वाई यम शांति ही। शांति ही है स्त्रीलिंग शब्द नॉट पुल्लिंग शब्द देयरफॉर नॉट आई एम शांति बट यम शांति ही। यम शांति ही उच्यते। दिस पीस इन्वोकेशन इज प्रेजेंटेड हियर सेड हियर विच इज फॉर द पर्पस ऑफ रिजॉल्विंग द इन एडवर्टेंट defects, dosha prashamanartha yam shantihi. Okay, defects in what? Deficiencies in what? Vidya grahana, vidya pratipadana. Vidya grahanam, in receiving the knowledge. Pratipadanam, in revealing the teaching. In receiving the teaching, in receiving the knowledge, in imparting the knowledge. Pratipadanam, in revealing the knowledge, in imparting the knowledge. And grahanam, in receiving the knowledge. So who imparts, who receives? The teacher reveals the knowledge. Teacher imparts the knowledge. Sishyaha vidyam grinnati. Sishya vidyam grinnati. The student receives the knowledge. Therefore, vidya grahana pratipadana nimit dosha prashamanartha yam shantihi. So this, again, this chanting of shantipata is specifically done for resolving any inadvertent defect possibly found on the part of the teacher, the revealer of the teaching, and Sishya, the receiver of the teaching. How it is always possible to have some communication gap between the student and the teacher. Pujaswamji used to say, the teacher has to understand the level of the student, has to come down to the level of the student, try to unfold. The student also should make effort to raise himself to the level of the teacher, try to understand what the teacher says. So that the communication gap must be avoided. So the communication gap can cause some problems. That's what inadvertent defects in receiving the knowledge and in imparting the knowledge, the part of the student and the teacher. To remove all that, Shantipatha is done. So here, Pramadakrita Anyayena. Pramadakrita Anyayena. So, it is not that Pramadaha is indifference. Pramadakrita Anyayena. Because of lack of total attention. It is possible. Sometimes it is possible. Even though the teacher is very careful in what he or she is communicating, the student is very, very attentive also. Still, there's a possibility. It's called Pramadakrita Anyayena. So, Sishya Acharya Yoho, Sishyasya Vidya Pratipadane, Pratipadanimitta Doshaha. Sishyasya Vidya Pratipadanimitta Doshaha, Acharyasya Vidya Grahana Nimitta Doshaha Sishyasya Pramadakrita Anyayena Bhavati. And in order to remove such problem, Shanti is recited. Shanti mantra is recited. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastuma vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. See, in Kathopanishad we do not have swaras. But where do we get swaras? In Taittiriya Upanishad. Taittiriya Upanishad also belongs to Krishna Yajurveda. And this also belongs to Krishna Yajurveda. In Taittiriya Upanishad we have swaras for all the mantras. Therefore, there we get this swaras. Okay. That is Om Sahana Vavatu. No. Om Sahana Vavatu. Sahana Bhunaktu. Sahaviryam Karavavahai. Tejasvinavadhitamastuma vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Okay. So here, now, saha, now, avatu. If we break it, saha, now, avatu. First we have om. Om stands for Ishvara. Okay, we'll take that way. Om. The mantra begins with om because om happens to be the symbol for both Ishvara and Nirgunam Brahma. Sound symbol of the Lord is an auspicious utterance. We know that very well. So here, now avatu. Avatu means may protect. Now means us. Again, dual form. Us means the teacher and the taught. Saha means together. So who should protect us both, teacher and the taught? Ishvara is implied. Okay? Ishvaraha. Bhagavan naha, sorry, Bhagavan now saha avatu. Naha means us, plural form. Now us, dual form. May Bhagavan protect both of us, the teacher and the taught. Saha now bhunaktu. May the Bhagavan, may Lord, again protect us, the teacher and the student. Now is equal to avam. Saha viryam karavavahai. May we both, may both of us together have the strength May we both have the strength. Now adhitam tejasvi astu.
So whatever has been understood by us, be bright, ever remembered.
Ma vidvishavahai. May we not hate each other.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
This is the literal meaning we have understood. Let us see the commentary.
See here, now adhitam astu. Two meanings we have going to see here.
Both means I have given, I had taught long ago. Okay? Nothing is new here.
Okay. Saha now. Now is equal to avam. Now is equal to avam. Avam means what? Both of us. Avatu. Avatu is equal to palayatu. So may the Lord protect both of us, the teacher and the student.
Avatu palayatu. How can Lord protect both of us?
Vidya swarupa prakashanena.
Prakashanam revealing.
Vidya swarupa prakashanena means by revealing the real nature of the knowledge. By revealing the original form of the knowledge, by revealing the real nature of the knowledge, may the Lord protect us, protect both of us, the teacher and the student. The original nature of the knowledge, the real nature of the knowledge must be, must happen, must be understood.
See, the real protection is in only knowledge.
Nothing else can protect a person.
Rakshakam, palakam.
You know, the real protection is only in jnanam. Why? Because what is protection? Being absolutely free from fear is being protected. And being free from fear means being free from insecurity, being free from any form of anxiety, absolutely being free from anxiety, being free from insecurity, being free from the phenomenon, the hold of the phenomenon called fear for good is being protected. Being free from emotional dependence. Being free from emotional dependence is being free from the hold of the phenomenon called fear for good, and being free from insecurity, being free from anxiety. It happens only in jnanam. Until the very clear knowledge happens, until the original, I don't want to say original form, until the real nature of the knowledge becomes revealed, nature of the knowledge, until the real nature of the knowledge, real nature of knowledge becomes revealed, until the real nature of the knowledge becomes revealed, there will be dependence. Because when the real nature of the knowledge becomes revealed, one's ahankara will be resolved, erroneous self-perception will resolve,
I sense will be shifted cognitively from anatma to atma, then one can see the self being absolutely secure only in the wake of the real nature of the knowledge. One can see one's own self being absolutely secure. Therefore, it is the knowledge which alone can protect a person, absolutely. That's why living a life of dharma is compulsory to prepare one's mind for the jnanam. Without mental preparation, knowledge is not possible. Impossible. Without mental preparation, without pure and steady mind, this knowledge of the abstract reality is impossible. Ascertainment of the reality is impossible. Therefore, for preparing the mind, one must strictly live a life of dharma. And living a life of dharma is relative protection. And attainment of, in attaining jnanam, there is absolute protection. Jnanameva prakshakam. Therefore, first, may Bhagavan protect us, both of us, who are involved in this great yajna, this jnana yajna. Teacher as the reviewer of the subject matter, student as the receiver of the subject matter, both of us are involved in this great ritual of understanding the truth. Teacher as the revealer, student as the receiver. So may that Lord protect both of us by revealing the real nature of the knowledge. Who should protect? Kaha Sahayeva Parameshwaraha Upanishad Prakashitaha. Beautiful. That Lord only should protect us. Which Lord? That absolute Lord, exalted Lord, who is revealed by the Upanishad herself. Ishvara, we do not know who Ishvara is. We believe in the existence of Ishvara. We simply worship Ishvara. For us, Ishvara is the very truth. That absolute Lord, exalted Lord, who is none other than the very truth, very reality, and who is revealed by the Upanishad, may that Lord, who is revealed by the Upanishad herself, protect both of us by blessing us with the real nature of the knowledge, by revealing the real nature of the knowledge. Vidya Swarupa Prakashanina Sahayeva Parameshwaraha Upanishad Prakashitaha Upanishada Prakashitaha Parameshwaraha Nau Avam Avatu Palayatu. May that Bhagavan, who is revealed by the Upanishad, protect us. Okay. Kincha. Moreover, Now bhunaktu saha. Saha now bhunaktu. May the same Ishvara, revealed by the Upanishad, protect us together. Avatu also means protect. Bhunaktu also means protect. How? First, Bhagavan has to bless us with the knowledge which is protection. But only when we are able to enjoy the benefit of knowledge, we are really protected. Therefore, may Bhagavan bless us with the knowledge, protect us by blessing us with the knowledge. May Bhagavan protect us by blessing us with the benefit, with the enjoyment of the benefit of knowledge. May Bhagavan protect us by blessing us with the enjoyment of the benefit of knowledge, which means may same Bhagavan blesses with the capacity to assimilate the teaching, ascertain the teaching. Thereby may he blesses with the enjoyment of the benefit of knowledge, which is the absolute protection. So tat phalaprakashanena nau palayatu. So vidya swarupa prakashanena palayatu is equal to avatu. The phalaprakashana vidya prakashana prakashanasya phalaprakashanena nau palayatu. May that Lord protect us by revealing the benefit of knowledge. Even by blessing us with the enjoyment of the benefit of knowledge. That is the meaning. So may Bhagavan, may Ishvara, Parameshwara, who is revealed by the very Upanishad, protect us by blessing us with the enjoyment of the benefit of knowledge. Saha eva avam vidyakritam viryam samarthyam karavavahai. Saha eva, together, may both of us together, karavavahai means nishpadayavahai. Nishpadayavahai means may we extract. Nishpadana means extracting. Nishpadayavahai, nishpadaye, nishpadayavahai. Nishpadayavahai means may we both, teach and the taught, extract the strength, viryam, the strength, samarthyam, expertise, the capacity, capability, samarthyam, capability, capacity, expertise, I mean viryam, the strength produced by knowledge. Is what? Knowledge. See, once we have jnanam, that knowledge blesses us with tremendous strength, absolute strength, absolute capability. Say, may we both extract, enjoy the strength, the capability, as a result of the attainment of jnanam, which Arj alone can give. It means again what? The enjoying, the extracting the strength, extracting the strength, extracting the capability produced by jnanam, born out of knowledge, means enjoying the benefit of knowledge. Same thing is elaborated. Enjoying the benefit of knowledge means what? It's like enjoying the benefit of having money in your purse. You have money in your purse. You don't need to see, open and see the money all the time. But you know you have the money in your purse. You forget about it, but you're very careful about it. You don't lose it. But at the same time, you don't have the strain of keeping the money in your purse. Without having any strain of keeping money in your purse, without remembering it all the time, still you know you have money. And you pick up the purse, use the money only when you need. When you are walking, you're going to shopping, when the money is required, then you pick it up. Now, money or your card, bank card. You keep the card safe, but you don't take it all the time. When there's necessity, you pick up a card, use the card to buy something. The same way, knowledge is always there, handy. And when situations come, okay, you continue to be cheerful, continue to be fearless. External situations do not disturb your mental easiness. Okay, not being afflicted, not being disturbed by external situations means you continue to be fearless, continue to be cheerful, continue to be relaxed and peaceful in spite of the situations being what they are. Which means you are extracting the strength, capability, capacity from the knowledge. Okay, so we are seeking Bhagavan's grace here. May that Parameshwara, who is revealed by the very Upanishad, who becomes revealed by the Upanishad herself, protect us by blessing us with the knowledge, protect us by blessing us with the enjoyment of benefit of knowledge. May protect us by blessing us with the capacity to extract the strength from knowledge. Vidyakritam viryam karavavahai. Viryam karavavahai means may we both have the strength. We can't make viryam, strength. You're not making strength. Okay? Viryam karavavahai means may we both have the strength. May we both extract and strength born of knowledge. So that our strength must be expressed in the form of what? In mental composure. In maintaining our mental composure. Not being disturbed by external situations because of our objectivity. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.